Yeah.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Well, that really is not my husband. I mean, I'm going to go sit there and explain. Almost knew it. I was here and about to come out. So, this is my old friend. Like, 10 minutes after he's gone, I started thinking, what a bad old man.
I'm sorry. Well, I haven't heard one of it.
people had Mrs. Simon take it to school, and without anything that I could see that she did, Missy would get into a lake. I couldn't get Missy into a lake without working on it. And one day I came down to the lake, and I thought, one thing, you're all a teacher. So one day I just couldn't find it any longer, and I said to them, Bonnie, the man, I'm going to do this. 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 And he was my best to get away. The one thing he had. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I
almost as easy to cut off the green light by some small hand.
Well, you know, there are a lot of other things. You don't want to go back to the tree and pull the selection on them. You don't want to do it. If you do it, you can keep coming. You just have to like it like that. And that's what it takes for us. And most of them get information that they don't have to come. I got those three files picked up in the face. You know, I see that from a truck that's going away. People, they knew that. If you are within a hard before that thing happened, had gone along with it, wouldn't impose the election. But you pick out, I picked out the three defined. I picked out most of it, I think. To go into it, but she didn't know it. He said, well, I got to fall down, I said, well, I'm just doing it. So I just came to the house with all of them, you see. And that opened it up, that was just like.
Yeah, because he might have just stopped the scene, and then he has to find him.
Yeah. So when he came to the house, that was something. But now, you see, you have got to figure that Joe Bessette is going to know these things. That the people who write literature, most of them don't know these things. Johnny O'Connor, with those good gifts he has, went to the Irish School of Letters. He could hear the film, just the overhead of being lectured, the way he couldn't actually see the film. She has all those intellects that I experienced, you see. I put my mind on that actually. She has that what's the name of the book?
Yeah.
I hope she does. She takes that from Matthew or something. And I use a little commentary knife to my notebook. And he said, make sure you make my sense. And after he got here, I had no idea what he meant. I had no idea what Matthew meant. It's one of the difficult things. You see, they pick out those passages that are unintelligible. But nobody ever knew what they meant. The wild and bad ways. You see, if the father said it, if he knew it, he wanted to be true, and nobody sent him, no. It's temporary, it's temporary. It admits endless. It's intemporary. I'm saying. You know, you're kidding yourself. The only thing I know is, I have got this point, I know when I don't understand what the hell they're talking about. And I don't kid myself. You say, well, I'm pretty smart too. I don't understand it. Yeah, I got that bad ass song that long ago. I didn't have a very good strength. And I wasn't even used to kidding myself. And I found when I quit kidding myself, I just feared a whole lot of things. That's the trouble with them bright. See, all of you all are bright. You're going to cloud. You can't keep running. You're dazzled with your mentality and your insight. And once you have an insight, you better say, well, I'll take care of the roadways and I'll describe it. Well, if nothing's right, nothing's right, nothing's wrong. Oh, now wait, you see, it's part of the census, and the census is south or right, and it's all right now. You know, yes, no. You, and anyone else, and this world, and the other was on it. So all you want is that beautiful man that you need to be able to talk to you. Just a small.
Oh, goodness, I wish we could go on and on, and I've been so much afraid of this station. I wish we could sing a story on our stage without this call. So unbelievable. I'm going to put some hot water on his lips and send him to my aunt.
Yeah.
Because he has to work tomorrow, he has to go.
We've never had anyone in court like Miss Tracy. Never. And she is a dumb, creepy bitch.
She's the only one that I can sit all day long and listen to and never come.
I think she was down here once. She's coming out in the village, 7:50 or something like that. Maybe looking for
customer now.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
And you don't want to talk to him, you know, too confidentially, you know, about what we do. But
I don't know. See, you want to talk about fish.
But just know you're. Well, don't talk to anybody, you know, about the machine that we use. I mean, that'll get out of the room. I mean, that's the talk. So I have problem here. We can talk out in the table. He could open up all these things. You see the directions where you get information and all like that.
Mm-hmm.
What all he got?
He talks to me a lot about it. Well, I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. He talks to me all they're doing. But it's all in when it comes to the business, you know.
Yeah.
How it's closed out an account and all that stuff. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
But I just keep him in my head.
Yeah. Well, you hear that thing? You see, he's got his daddy there, and he'll learn to talk to him someday. It's awful hard to talk to him on the phone, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. First time. It's a different relationship. You're on a different level.
Yeah.
Now, when you talk about business, I mean, he can talk about people.
Yeah.
And some people are his job.
Yeah.
And he's head of that department.
Right.
But he could tell them to, right, I don't know how to do half the work you do anymore. Because I just keep people off everybody's back.
Oh.
And that's mostly what he does. He just keeps people's mind in his back.
Yeah. How about that?
Well, it's so remarkable. The insight he has in human nature, I don't know, real. Mm-hmm. That part of their history.
Yeah.
You just say one little thing, and I say, wow. And you go like, see the other concept.
Yeah. And he gives you the experiences. I don't care too much for the wisdom.
No. Experiences. Not too much experience.
Oh, he got him. Oh, he's go after him.
Not 10 people I think he talks to on a personal experience level. We talk about business, but that's kind of disconnected.
Yeah.
From a person.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about machines.
Yeah. Suzanne teaches you those things. Oh, look here, right by her. How many reasons?
I don't know.
How many reasons the last 2 days?
I know I have a whole pet.
I ate yesterday.
And then I've been eating since I got here.
Mm-hmm.
Good reason to eat
them. She's a vegetable girl, too. She doesn't know it. Who's your uncle in
Uncle Eddie.
Tampa?
Oh, in Tampa? That's my grandfather, in Tampa.
Yeah.
Not my grandfather. Vincent.
He's a vegetable man.
He's a garden. Yeah. Blackberries, and what they don't like, tame blackberries, so they get wild blackberries and mix them in with other stuff.
Yeah.
That way they get big ones and sweet ones.
Yeah. Now, is he cagey around the university people, your daddy?
I think he's kind of competing.
Huh?
You know, I find it's the people that didn't go to college. But,
well, you see, I wouldn't compete with him.
Yeah, but if he knows the professor, he, you know, just maybe leery about that.
But you see, I won't compete with him.
He may go ahead and compete anyway.
Yeah.
I tell him in my job, I never try and bring up my kids, I try and hide it.
Yeah.
But then they'll always come and say, well, of course, you college boys, you build that opportunity, don't you? And I go,
well, you gotta get some way. I like Ratley, so Faulkner talks about that comic mask he wears. And he calls it that because he doesn't know what it is himself, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something that's disarming somehow or other. And it's like, I think it's like the old salesman, car salesman, say, they wouldn't put it on the dotted line. Are you gonna buy it or not? You see, they'll get it out there, yes, but they'll keep talking through it, so you won't have a crisis.
You gotta keep.
You see, you can run through those things. Just talk through it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do it. I can't do it. I can do it with the people I know, but just a certain moment.
Now, see, now that's why I like to work with men. If you know how to do it. Well, like, you put enough soap, maybe you get two rows of somebody, and you get 60 on top of it. And I said, well, we don't like it. And then I just start fighting and tell them, well, no, this is a good idea. And just explains it. And I could see, you know, they could get an argument real fast.
Yeah.
But Manny takes over, and then he thinks it's the guy going, well, you know, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
And I just sit and watch him, how do you do it, Manny?
Yeah. Well, you might never get, have that touch, but you can.
Yeah, he's got quite a touch.
Find your own. Now, a lot of ways, if you've got someone to sort of spearhead it for you, he can lead the way for you. See, that's another way. So
mm-hmm.
Open it up for you. Once it's opened up, you're all right. Once the gate's open.
Yeah. That's what I like to work with.
I've had a few people in my life, I could always tell if I meet somebody else, I could always tell when they had spoken to them about me. Because they took me right in. Just a few people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like any time they mentioned me, I was open gate from that one. Anyway. I couldn't do it. They say it's all complicated. It's not complicated. It's just a matter of, you know, just working it out. And what you get is worth so much. You don't go through.
I don't
want to
go back to school.
I'm glad to hear that. No. That's so much to learn outside of school. I think it's in the way sometimes. That's one thing. It keeps me a while. I might want to go back to school, so don't tie down here, don't tie down there. And realize, well, don't need to, really. And just start working, and you can really get a lot done.
Looking.
You don't need somebody to say, well, it's official, you can do it now.
Yeah.
Well, how do you think Rick ought to do, Fay? How are we going to sort of keep in touch with him? You don't type much.
You don't have to use a typewriter.
You
don't have to tell it. You don't have to record.
Oh, you don't have to type much.
I'm learning. I know how to type. I've been practicing in the evening.
Practicing?
Yeah. Because I type pretty slow. You know?
I never practiced that. Or I just.
Then it's something if you
well,
never
if I
somebody,
didn't, you wouldn't be able to read what I wrote.
You know, if there's somebody somewhere that's interested in what you found out. What
are
you
doing?
It's just that, you know, it's
just,
well,
not
everybody cares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you better get your, I don't believe there's any substitute
typing.
You can
see
it much better yourself, and then you can pass it on a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's always so surprising when you start out, you think, well, I really don't have anything to say, and you go along with it.
You know. Yeah, well, wow, I've got a lot to say. You start writing and then
uh-huh.
It's just nothing else.
Yeah. Well, I really feel like I was going to have a lot to say, and then I start typing and think, well, it's going to take me forever to, you know, get this down. And so I just kind of peter out in the middle of it.
No, it's just going, all of a sudden it just starts going. You know,
well, yeah, sometimes.
Well, now what was I going to say? And I say, well, don't worry about it, let's see where it goes.
Yeah, that's the most satisfactory experience, isn't it? When it gets out of hand, when it boils down, it's that's a disappointing.
I keep meaning to keep the record. And what's going on, but things been tied up at home because it's been my father's in the hospital. So I've been running, driving them around a lot, you know, before I know it, the evening's gone. But I think things got settled down pretty soon.
And that's a nice thing.
Yeah. That's not for now.
Okay, the sound of you.
Well?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Suzanne, half a day of the typewriter is my recipe.
You haven't got half a day, you just have to put in a little bit. Whatever you can put in.
Well, you see, I get off
on it. All that bad, you can do it.
Now, you see, Suzanne, on that cattle visit to Uncle Eddie, you can set it all down. And then, you see, it'll open up certain things.
Well, you know, there's certain things I can see right off it. As I hadn't realized before, they love working with cattle. They miss it when they don't have it.
Yeah.
And every time, Aunt Moselle says, every time we go to town, he thinks about, you know, danger. It'd be nice to have a couple of yearlings.
Yeah.
And they love cattle. And of course, you know, he was talking to me about his.
We'd like to think that this, you know, we could make this the purpose of this whole place out here. It's sort of you know, where we can sit around and talk.
It does
about
that inconspicuous
this.
Strategy. Yeah.
So Rick, you just buy that and hold on. I promise you, we have to dip in a little more. You know.
See, the only thing is, his job will run out a few more weeks. If I work for him, I could get transferred, like I said, quite places. I could stay in Florida, or I could go over to Carolina or somewhere. I don't know.
And hey, your daddy. Stay in your old family.
So, finding a job, man, I just find a job. It's getting kind of hairy.
I'll just pay them to work.
That's all you're going to
do? Yeah, that's enough.
He's got to.
Yeah. We're trying to help you off, and here we are hindering.
I'm kind of reluctant to leave.
Yeah, out there.
What's
that? A long drive. Coffee and sandwich.
Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what do you know?
Hey, it's 6 hours odd, right?
Yeah, about that.
Something I could give you
a
check on, would you?
Yeah.
You
want
some traffic?
No.
I think there's
I don't
two left.
I'm too busy
telling them to relax and things
ready to
take them
off.
Well, check in with us when you come back out.
Okay,
You watch the weather, man, and if the sun is shining, we'll have it down. Well, that's a nice section. I sure wish there's some way we could.
Yeah, I
know. Like, I just realized there's only about 2 weeks left this summer, and then when I go up to Georgia, I'm not sure they're doing it yet.
I
think Uncle Eddie has more of the outlook that you need than the Georgia thing.
Yeah.
Shame for living.
Well, I think, you know, I go up to Georgia and I don't know about it there. Of course, you know, you get to know them, but it's just starting from scratch. And you have somebody like Uncle Eddie. They know people and they can give you, you know, things to go on.